Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKON and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Friday, April 26th, and we start with local news. The Murray County Commission approved at its April 15th meeting the sale of 6.5 acres for approximately $2.95 million by Murray Regional Medical Center to eventually build a hotel. The sale of the property, which would be located on Trotwood Avenue, was originally presented to the county's Health and Environment Committee back on April 1st. Pursuant to the Private Acts of 1996, the commission must approve by a two-thirds vote any sale or disposition of real property by Murray Regional that exceeds $1 million. Commissioners were largely in favor of the sale of the property, though some expressed concerns over parking, traffic, and foundation money that has been put into The Retreat, a hospitality house that provides daytime accommodations for cancer patients. "This has been a very thoughtful process on the part of the hospital," said Dr. Martin Chaney, CEO of Murray Regional. "It was the parking concern and the retreat that were somewhat of the questions and holdups," he said. Dr. Chaney said a phased approach will be used for the parking growth plan. "This is a total revamp of our parking in front of Murray Regional that will gain an additional 189 parking spaces," he said. "We're completely reorienting the parking spots so that we will get a lot better access, including a road that will run all the way in front of all of our facilities to guide access to each of our buildings in a controlled way, yet allow parking to be expanded," he said. Dr. Chaney said the positioning of the parking deck, ambulatory care, and a medical building would prevent reasonable access from a road standpoint from the main campus onto the property. "To use the property for parking would mean we would either have to create a service road along Trotwood, or any parking would have to go out on Trotwood Avenue to access it into this property," he said, adding that the James Campbell Trotwood parking lot would bring 114 spaces. Additional spaces would include a row of parking by urgent care along Trotwood, which would gain 28 spaces. When speaking about The Retreat, which the hospital has owned since 1982, Dr. Chaney said several contingency plans are in the works, including building a new retreat with foundation support. The second option would include allowing patients to stay in the new hotel. "The interim will be a challenge," Dr. Chaney said. "We are looking to find an alternate piece if the property sells and the hotel is being built." Commissioner Ray Jeter expressed his support for the proposed hotel, stating the opportunity for additional revenue to be brought back into the county. "That's a reason I support this measure, and I appreciate the hospital doing this," Jeter said. "It doesn't benefit them in any way to own this property." Commissioner Connie Green said she was concerned over the increase in traffic. "If you're going to have a hotel, you're going to have a laundry service, a pool, and a restaurant," Green said. "You're going to have semi-trucks coming in and out of that property, plus the guests." Dr. Chaney said part of the hospital's plan is to improve ingress and egress of the campus. "We are doing what we can on our side of the fence, so to speak, to improve the traffic on Trotwood," he said, stating that there will be a single entrance onto the campus. The hospital also plans on applying for a stoplight at the Blythewood intersection, which Dr. Chaney said would be contingent across the street where the new entrance will be. "We do have a plan to address the traffic in front of the medical center," he said. "I don't necessarily have the traffic plan if it becomes a hotel, but I have seen some options there," he said. Commissioner Gary Stovall stated his support of the project. "People of Murray County, traffic is already here, so we don't need to be worrying about it," he said. The commission ultimately passed the resolution in a 19-1 vote. A Middle Tennessee treasure, the Duck River, touches seven counties and is one of the most biodiverse rivers in the world. But as the region sees explosive growth, the river is also one of the nation's most endangered. Residents and environmental groups are now fighting against a plan by local water utilities to drain 19 million gallons from the river, for a total of 73 million gallons pumped daily. The Southern Environmental Law Center, on behalf of the Tennessee Wildlife Federation, this week filed an appeal against state-issued water permits that the group says will cause long-term damage to the river's health. Eight utility companies are petitioning to drastically increase the amount of water they take from the river. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation in March issued permits to three of the eight utilities, approving their requests for more water, according to the Law Center. The Law Center argues that the newly approved permits are insufficient and do not include enforceable flow restrictions that regulate how much water is pumped during low flow or drought periods. It says TDEC should have better protections. Relying upon surface water from smaller rivers in Middle Tennessee is a failed long-term strategy for growth, our great outdoors, and the Tennesseans who rely upon the duck, Mike Butler, CEO of Tennessee Wildlife Federation, said in a statement. We can improve these permits and start the discussion for a regional solution that makes water needs and meets water needs and protects the duck. What we do now with these permits will decide the fate of the Duck River for generations, he said. The center says the permits also allow utilities to leak up to 25% of the water daily if all permits are approved. TDEC, in a statement, said it has long recognized the river's value and has been taking proactive measures to ensure its protection while balancing the needs of a growing region. The agency said it has a comprehensive permitting process that includes public meeting and input from stakeholders. We will continue to meet with stakeholders, be responsive to the public's interest in the Duck River, and utilize the checks and balances within our regulatory authority to ensure this precious resource remains protected and utilized appropriately, the agency said. The agency in the coming months could issue final water withdrawal permits to the remaining utilities. The river, which flows 269 miles across Tennessee, has been recognized as the most biodiverse freshwater river in North America and is home to more than 200 species of snails, mussels, and fish. Many are federally endangered or threatened. It also provides drinking water for roughly 250,000 people. This year, the river was named the country's third most endangered river by American Rivers due to growing demand and overconsumption. Among the efforts to protect it, the Tennessee General Assembly last year passed legislation that expands protections for 30 miles of the river in Maury County. Yesterday, Trips Ace Hardware held a grand reopening after a big renovation. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy attended the event and spoke to owner Trip Stoltz to see what the store is now offering its clientele.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this morning I'm in Columbia at a ribbon cutting celebrating the grand opening of the newly renovated Trips Ace Hardware. And I'm speaking with Trip Stoltz, who along with his parents are the owners of Trips Ace. Congratulations, Trip. This is so exciting.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate y'all coming out and celebrating with us today.
Absolutely. We're just delighted. Now tell us about the renovation.
Yes, ma'am. So over the last 3 months, we've totally remodeled the store and developed further into a lot of the product lines that we've been known to have in the past. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee, Steel, Echo. For grilling, we have Big Green Egg, Traeger. We really freshened up the store, kind of redesigned how it was laid out to make it more shopper friendly. And so we're just really excited about the future of Trips Ace.
That is awesome. And I understand y'all have additional product lines or more extensive product lines now?
Yes, ma'am. So we upped our selection on Ego. We upped our selection in Milwaukee. We keep way more inventory of grills now. This remodel allowed us to open up some space and also redesign our garden center. So, yes, ma'am.
Very exciting. And I noticed being in here, everything is so well organized. It's so beautifully displayed. It's easy to find anything you might want, not to mention the tremendous help that y'all offer here to hardware customers like me who need help.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about the services you offer here at Trips.
Yes, ma'am. So we cut glass, we program chip keys, we cut house keys and multiple types of keys, and we also work on any kind of product that we sell, which is Steel, Shindawa, and Echo. So if it's Steel, Shindawa, or Echo, we service and warranty, take care of all that work for you as far as that goes. So that's a little bit about the services that we offer.
Awesome. And what are your days and hours of operation?
We are Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Saturday, we're open from 8 to 4. We're closed on Sunday.
That's perfect. So convenient for so many people. And do you have a social media presence you'd like to share?
Yes, ma'am. Please reach out and follow us on Facebook at Trips Ace Hardware to keep up to date with all the promotions and things we have coming up here at the store.
Perfect. And I understand, speaking of events, there's another special event coming up this Saturday. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. This Saturday, April 27th, is our annual Spring Day, and it's going to be a celebration of the newly remodeled store. We're going to have our garden center in full swing. Big Green Egg is going to be here cooking and giving out food. It's just going to be an overall fun day, so I really hope the community comes out. We look forward to seeing y'all.
I've been before, and it is absolutely wonderful. The food is absolutely delicious, and I've taken home some gorgeous plants. I see they're getting in stock already, so I'm super excited. Well, again, congratulations. This is so wonderful for the community. This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
Sometimes the most important ingredient for a good meal is in knowing where the food came from, that it's fresh and prepared with care. That's one of quite a few visions founder Gabe Howard and his staff carry forward at Prime and Pint, Columbia's newest fusion restaurant, bar, and butcher shop at the corner of North Main and East 6th Streets in Columbia. Prime and Pint recently opened its doors after months of renovations to transform the former Marcy Joe's Muletown into the modern decor restaurant and butcher shop customers see today. And it's only the beginning for the downtown corner stop. "I'm just a big foodie, and I love food," Howard said, "and it's just about wanting to give back to our community, a community that I believe in, that I believe shouldn't have to leave Columbia to get a nice big tomahawk steak. But part of our mission is also not being known as the place that's too expensive for us." Howard, who also serves in many capacities locally, such as a Murray County commissioner, said his main goal in creating Prime and Pint was to provide a high-end option that didn't require a trip to Nashville, and that, within reason, could be affordable to locals. "It's also a spot that can provide premium, locally sourced products from local farmers, and with a quality you likely won't find in a supermarket. For me, when we first started this, it was about filling a void in the community. When Tall Grass closed, we felt the community was at a loss when it comes to where we get meat," Howard said. "Secondarily, are we supporting our local farmers? All of our products are beef and other proteins. You'll know where it's coming from," he said. One thing customers will notice when dining at the Prime and Pint is the open room setup of the kitchen, allowing guests to watch the staff work while preparing each meal. Howard said this not only creates a certain liveliness to the atmosphere, but also presents another level of transparency, since you are literally watching the food you are about to eat being prepared before your eyes. "The open kitchen also provides a certain aromatic flair to the experience, with the smells of cooked meats and other flavors wafting out of the kitchen as guests anxiously await their meal." Chef Paul Sellis oversees the kitchen operations and has had a lifelong passion for preparing food, which goes back generations in his family. Though he technically arrived in Columbia from Nashville, Sellis said he has made a career cooking just about everywhere from the East Coast to the West Coast and beyond. "One thing that's always been a big focus for me, as far as cooking goes, is having a very local and seasonal focus. Work with as many local farmers as we can," Sellis said. "My dad was a chef, and my folks owned French restaurants, and back in the day, we had open kitchens like we have here. It's always been something that's a focal point for me, interacting with people, because they always have tons of questions. That's something I like a lot. People can see what we are doing, see the product that we are using. That's important to me, to have a good, simple, clean cooking," he said. Prime and Pint's menu has also been carefully curated to suit just about any taste. While a good steak with mushroom sauce might be a top menu item, there are also options ranging from burgers to chicken, seafood brunch options like crab cake Benedict, and more. And that's just the food. Dining guests can also enjoy craft beer and spirit selections from the restaurant's bar, boasting many local and regional brews, coffee, and other beverage options. Of all the items featured on the Prime and Pint menu, Howard said the bestseller has been a bona fide classic with the restaurant's Prime Burger, which is handmade daily by head butcher Chef John Newman. "We have tried to have something for everyone on our menu, because even in our own lives, sometimes it's a chicken menu, maybe it's a steak menu," Howard said, "and our number one item is the Prime Burger, which is hand-ground filet cuts and is truly a butcher's blend for our Prime Burgers," he said. The dining experience while visiting Prime and Pint is only the tip of the iceberg, as they say. The establishment also operates a full-service butcher shop, while also selling items such as farm-fresh eggs, handmade crafts, and other items, many of which come from local vendors at the Columbia's Farmers Market. Chef Newman oversees the main butchery operations, having spent more than 2 decades in the business and forming his own vision of what butchery in the modern world should be. having been given the opportunity at Prime and Pint, he said, is a way to truly see that vision through. It's about the path of wanting to continue some old school kind of craft, showing people that you really don't need to be buying these things from the grocery store, how the USDA operates with a lot of smoke and mirrors in the cattle world, Newman said. But when you are dealing with a local farmer that you've known for years, that has a good product, a good family, and just a good operation, you don't have to deal with that kind of stuff, he said. Another aspect Newman wants to bring is the ability to interact with customers, provide information on certain cuts, where the meat came from, and customizing each order to their needs. And this doesn't only mean your fillets, T-bones, or strip steaks, but also items like sausages, prime burger patties, chicken, even packets of truffle or garlic butter. That's the part I like, when I hear stories from people who come back in how everything was fantastic. That's what it's all about, Newman said. But also, this is about the continuance and the education of the practice of butchery and why we should never let that go away, how it benefits local farms and us, and just supporting a good business, he said. Chef Newman added that he understands providing the freshest and highest quality product to customers might end up costing a few extra dollars, but that you would spend than you would spend in the store. However, the cost supports a local farming family, is fresh and without preservatives. In a lot of ways, one could call it a true farm-to-table experience you might not get in most places. Some people get sticker shock, but once they get a burger and find out that it's ribeye and filet, even if it might cost a little bit more than you'd see at the grocery store, you know it's been ground here today, has a backstory that is very transparent, and we can even call the farmer if they have any questions, Newman said. It just adds to the quality. Prime and Pint's butchery and market hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Lunch hours are 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday with happy hour prime time from 3 to 5 p.m. Thursday through Saturday with $2 off draft beers. Dinner hours are 5 to 9 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. To make reservations, you can call Prime and Pint at 931-350-0000. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mr. Randolph Blinky Armstrong was born to Willis Armstrong Sr. and Geraldine Johnson Armstrong on June 13, 1948. Randolph graduated from Carver Smith High School in 1966. He was elected superlative for most studious. He was a member of the science club, math club, baseball team, marching band, and choir. Randolph attended Tennessee State University, where he studied engineering until he was drafted into the military. He served in the United States Navy during the Vietnam War. A memorial visitation was held on Thursday, April 25th at Heritage Funeral Home. James B. J.B. Shepherd passed away peacefully at the age of 96 on April 19th, surrounded by his family. A private graveside service will be held at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. Willadine Baker Wood, 92, died Sunday, April 21st at her residence. A private graveside service will be held at Polk Memorial Gardens. Oaks and Nichols funeral directors are assisting the family with arrangements. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer. And why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 83 degrees. Winds will be out of the south-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect more clouds and a low of 66. For your weekend forecast, we will see the clouds dissipating by Saturday afternoon with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. The weekend highs will be in the low 80s. The overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
3, 2, 1.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. Your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's vision for better transit in Nashville includes purchasing land for housing or other community benefits near some of the dozen new transit centers proposed in the Choose How You Move plan.
O'Connell announced the details of the $3.1 billion transit improvement program last week. Revenue from a new half-cent sales tax bump would provide funding for the program's multitude of projects, including 86 miles of sidewalk, upgrades, nearly 600 traffic signals, and the expansion and improvement of the WeGo bus system. Should Davidson County voters approve the sales tax increase on November 5th, Nashvillians would also see the construction of 12 neighborhood transit centers by 2032, according to city documents. Beyond creating mobility hubs with amenities for bus users, pedestrians, cyclists, and others, the transit centers would open up possibilities for Metro to secure about 26 acres of adjacent land and partner with developers to provide housing or other community spaces with easy access to the bus system. That's a scenario favored by federal housing grants, as housing and transit are typically a household's largest expenses. Living close to transit allows households to save on the cost of transportation, O'Connell said. Already today, Nashville households close to transit lines spend $200 less per year. So when we talk about building transit centers and park and ride facilities, we're not just talking about transportation infrastructure, we're talking about affordable housing, too, he said. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency will be stocking channel catfish in community fishing lakes in late April. The locations include Cameron Brown Lake in Germantown, Cedar Hill Lake in Nashville, Dickert Pond in Chattanooga, Greenbelt Lake in Maryville, and Fountain City Lake in Knoxville. The regulations for the catfish are 5 per day. In addition to the catfish, other species and their limits are bluegill and red ear, 20 per day, black bass, 1 per day, crappie, 30 per day, and trout, 5 per day. There are no size limits. The locations will be stocked again in May and June. A fishing license is required at these locations. Children under 13 years of age are not required to have a license. For more information on where to fish, videos on how to fish, and fillet a catfish, visit www.gofishtennessee.com. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Looking for a physician? Choosing a healthcare provider for your family is one of the most important decisions you will make. Murray Regional Medical Group delivers primary care for individuals of all ages, from newborns to adults, and has an array of specialists ranging from endocrinologists to urologists. With locations in Murray, Lewis, Marshall, and Wayne counties, our experienced team can provide you with quality care close to home. For more information, visit murrayregionalmedicalgroup.com. Murray Regional Medical Group, your health is our primary care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. It's that time of year for getting outdoors, especially those with a green thumb, and an opportunity to upgrade the home garden. The Factory at Columbia, located at 101 North James Campbell Boulevard, will host a special antiques and garden market this weekend, taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday. The market will feature a carefully curated collection of patio and garden antiques, as well as professionals on site to provide all kinds of horticultural education and items. You can learn more by visiting www.factoryatcolumbia.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. I'll be back on Monday to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.